Hi, and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday. Today we have a special guest from the Wattpad community. We're going to be speaking with Kim Richardson, who you might know as Kimmer3D on Wattpad, and she's the author of the Soul Guardians trilogy. She's been sharing book one on Wattpad, and book two is actually in progress, and she's promised us book three by December of 2011. So thank you so much for joining us, Kim.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course. So where are you right now? You live in Montreal?
That's right. I'm in Hudson, actually, which is just off the island of Montreal. It's more in the country.
Okay, yeah, because you don't have a Quebec accent.
No. No, we live in Hudson, which is a really nice small community. It's lovely now.
Yeah.
With all the trees. It's really, really pretty.
So pretty. Yeah, no, it's a really nice... Is it not raining there?
No, I actually stopped.
Lucky. So first of all, we wanted to send you a big congratulations of winning the Reader's Favorite Award for Marked, which is the first book in your Soul Guardians trilogy. So can you tell us a little bit about that award? And also, I was just reading your blog. There's some changes that have been made to Amazon, and I'd love if you could speak to that as
well. Yeah, well, I actually won the bronze medal, which is the third place in the young adult fantasy category. So I was really thrilled.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it was great. My first award for my first book, so it was a big deal to me.
Yes.
And, and which was great with the Reader's Favorite people is that they actually do reviews for free for authors. And with Amazon, what I find I was very upset is that now Amazon have removed all the Reader's Favorite reviews that they've done on Amazon. They got all of them taken off because Amazon's policy is that they don't want people to pay for reviews. And I've spoken to the people from Reader's Favorite, and they told me that they don't accept money.
Right.
So it's really strange. So there's something weird going on with Amazon and them, and I hope it's going to be cleared up because it does help sales,
yeah.
And it helps a lot of authors. I think it's really too bad that they've been all removed.
Well, especially in a space like Amazon where there are so many books out there, reviews are so important, and having it
come from
a voice that's sort of established and has some credibility behind it, I'm sure helps
exactly.
a lot. Yeah. Well, I hope that doesn't take away from winning because that's still really exciting. That's awesome. So did you do anything to celebrate?
Oh, I had some, you know, I went to dinner with my husband and we just had, you know, just the two of us.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
No, that is really nice. Well, that's special. Yeah. It's important to celebrate stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm very happy with my award.
No, you should be, definitely. So, Marked is the first story you have on Wattpad, but is that actually the first full-length story you've ever written, or have you always been writing?
It's actually my second book that I've written. I've written a first one. I called it Underground, and I tried to get it published 2 years ago through traditional publishing companies, and it didn't work out, which is too bad.
Yeah.
I still have it, but it's in my drawer, you know, and I'm kind of happy because I do believe that Marked is a better book. So I think it's a good thing that it didn't get published because you have to put that away and concentrate on something new.
Right. No, that's a good point. And you've sort of established yourself as one kind of writer. Was it the same genre?
Yeah, it's fantasy. It's really about a world, about a girl who ends up in an underground world and very, you know, sort of the same kind of style, funny, quirky.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. But you wrote that when you were a little bit younger or you just...
Yeah, well, just a few years ago.
Okay.
But it's hard. I mean, to try to break through the whole publishing world is very difficult. So,
yes.
You know, you just have to keep trying. You put the ones that didn't work out, you put them, you know, on the side, and you work on something else, and you keep trying.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's an act of patience, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So how did you first discover Wattpad? That's something we always like to ask on our podcasts.
Yeah, actually on the net, I was doing some research about how I could market my books.
Right.
You know, ebooks and that kind of thing. And you guys just popped up everywhere. When I went on the site, and I thought it was so well organized and really easy to understand. And I was looking at all the reads that some of the other authors were getting, and they were incredible. And just the amount of readers that actually go on your site is so fantastic. So I thought, wow, I have to be a part of that.
Yeah, no, so you found us on the web, not on mobile.
That's right.
Right, okay. Okay, we're always just curious. We like to ask during our podcast.
That's fine, yeah.
So Marked is the story of Karen Nightingale. She becomes a rookie guardian angel after she passes away at the beginning of the book. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration for this story? I mean, that's a really original concept, I think.
Yeah, it's weird because it just sort of, I was driving home from work and it just popped into my head. I've always been really intrigued with the afterlife. That's something I've always, you know, I always wonder what happens after we die. You know, is there something after? It's just nothing. So I've always, you know, played around with the idea, and I don't know, I was driving home from work, it was a nice, you know, nice day, and I just looked up into the sky, and the idea just popped into my head, and I thought, hey, that would be really funny to do a story about a girl who just dies, and she wakes up, and she's a rookie, you know, and she has a new job as a guardian angel, she has to, you know, go on mission. So I thought, I worked with that, and I thought it was original, too.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And what about the name Karen Nightingale? Does that have any significance?
Not really. I've always liked the name Kara. It just, I don't know, again, it just popped into my head. It just, sometimes it just flows and there's really nothing behind it. To me, it spoke to me, so I took that as her name.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign. If you feel like it makes sense for the character, then it's probably the right one to go with. So on your Wattpad profile, you said that you used to be an animation supervisor before becoming a full-time writer. And I've never met an animation supervisor before, so I'd love to know what that's like.
Dreadful. Which is why I stopped, Noah. I mean, I did 14 years in that field, and it was incredible. It's a lot of stress because sometimes when you're working with big Hollywood films, there's tight deadlines, and the quality of your animation has to be really dead on. So there's like, you work so much, and you work with, you know, great, talented animators. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of stress, and which is one of the reasons why I knew it wasn't going to be my forever job. And I've always wanted to write, and I couldn't write and be an animation supervisor. It's too much work.
Too stressful, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds really, I mean, it does sound stressful, I agree, but it also sounds really interesting.
It is. I mean, I was an artist, so to me, it was the when I was younger, it was the field that I wanted to go in, but I've always wanted to write. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet great people, you work on huge films, and you go and you see your film, you know, you go to the theater and you see your name at the end of the movie, which is, you know, fantastic. It's really... It's fun. I can't complain. I had a great 14 years in that field.
So when you're working on a bigger film, is there many people on a team, or how many people?
Yeah, usually what happens on a let's say we worked, the last film we worked on was Clash of the Titans. What happens is some like not the whole film does not give out all the shots to just one company. They split up. Like we could get 100 shots for the film. And then we concentrate on those 100 shots, and we add the effects, the animation, that kind of thing. And it's usually a team about, I'd say about 50 people.
Really, for those 100 shots?
Exactly.
Wow, so that really gives you an idea. There's hundreds of people working on every
movie. Oh, hundreds and hundreds of people that work on films. Yeah, it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. You know, one shot could be, I've seen shots, one shot was about, it took 3 months to complete the shot was 3 months.
So you mentioned that you worked on Clash of the Titans, but are there some other movies that you've worked on that you really liked?
There's a full-length animated film that we did. It was called The Legend of Suki Pass. I worked on The Spirits. We did Nim's Island, The Fountain. We worked on The Exorcist, The Beginning. We did Pink Panther 2. Oh, my God. We also did a lot of Warner Brothers cinematics for the Lord of the Rings games that are coming out.
Yeah.
Which are a lot of fun, too. The cinematics are getting... really, really great in quality. So that was fun.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about animation on your blog sometimes, and for our listeners, her blog is really awesome. It's just kim-richardson.blogspot.com. We'll be sure to include the link. And you talked recently about the making of Rapunzel, which you'd seen for the movie Tangled. And I was just wondering if you, when you watch movies or you're looking at animated characters, is it easy to turn off your background in
It's so hard because you want to sit back and enjoy the movie, but I can't. My brain is programmed, so I'm always looking at how things are moving, how they did that, how much did the shot cost. And so I have to really train my brain to try just to relax and watch the movie once, and then if I want to watch it again and look at all the animated, you know, stuff. But it's really hard. I have to admit I've never been able to sit down and watch an animated film just into the story and not think about the animation. It's really, really hard.
I think so. And I think, do you find the same when you're, as a writer now in your other career currently, do you find that when you're reading a book, you can't help but think of it as a writer, or are you able to?
Of course, yeah, it's the same thing. It's really funny. Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
So, well, we'd love to hear a perspective of someone who's worked in the industry. What are some of the best movies with the best animation or special effects that we should check out if we're interested?
I think, well, in my opinion, for the animation, I think the Pixar animated films are amazing because of the story. It's not just how things are moving, it's the story. Like, I love, the last one I saw from Pixar was Up.
Oh, that broke my heart.
It's so good. And you want to be able to cry. And it's wonderful. I mean, that one, Finding Nemo, WALL-E, and The Incredibles are probably my favorites.
Yeah.
They are really, really good.
They are really good. Good choices.
Yeah.
But I think those picks also really reflect both sides of you, right? Like, the animation is amazing in those movies, but it's the story also that's so important.
It is, because if you don't have a story, I mean, your movie's going to flop. People
yeah.
go there to, you know, enjoy, and you want to feel something when you watch these movies. And I think Pixar are really, I know that they rewrite their scripts over and over again because they know how important story is. And I think they really nailed it. They really did a good job.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So even a lot of the stories that you, or sorry, stories, whew, animation that you worked on in your past career, you mentioned were fantasy titles. And you've said in your profile that you're actually also a really big fan of fantasy stories. So do you have some favorites?
Favorite fantasy books?
Yeah.
Books, I would have to say The Lord of the Rings were probably my favorites when I was growing up. The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Which was really my favorite. I really like Terry Brooks. I don't know if you guys know him. The sort of Shannara series. I was really hooked into that. I read Lord of the Rings once a year. I love the way Tolkien writes. I love the stories. The Hobbit's incredible.
Yeah.
So really, those as a fantasy book, those when I was growing up, they were really my inspiration to become a writer.
Oh, really?
But also, I also love, like, I'm a big fan of Rowling, the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
I love Philip Pullman's books. I love fantasy. I think it's fun to just be able to escape in another world. I think it's great.
And those are all pure fantasy, right? Like, that they don't cross over into paranormal or really any other genre. Those are strict fantasy novels that you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really the classic ones, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. So something that people are often asking about on Wattpad, and I've definitely seen comments as well, especially on your profile, is book covers. The book covers you've created for Soul Guardian are amazing. So do you make
those? Thank you.
Or did you get someone else to make them? Or how?
I actually did them because as an animator, I'm trained to know, you know, the software is Photoshop, and I'm not a graphic artist, but I can draw. So the covers were actually done by me. I think doing a cover is really important, but it's probably my favorite things.
Yeah.
I really love doing covers.
So how did you think about designing your cover?
Well, I wanted something different because I know a lot of the young adult books have a lot of girls on the cover with a little bit of something. It's just, I find this, like, a lot of them look the same, and I wanted something different because my book is different. It's silly. It's not serious. It's a lot of fun, and I didn't want it to be characterized in the same kind of genre as the other ones. So I wanted, you know, pop of color, a little bit of light, and I just fooled around with some stuff. I showed it to my husband, to my sister, and some of my friends, and, you know, they voted on which cover they liked best, and also color was really important too. So
yeah, I think you picked really, I mean, they look amazing, and I also like how they look together when you look at book one and book two together, and then, you know, I presume book three, I think they all fit together really nicely.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I think they look beautiful. So because of your experience as well as being an author, do you think that you would ever animate your story or do anything else?
Yeah.
Yes?
It's funny because I have a friend who actually has a VFX company, and he saw that I was a writer and that I won the award, so he approached me.
Oh.
And he wants to know, because we were thinking of doing, like, it's a book trailer, but it would be in 3D. It would be...
That's
It would be a trailer for the book. Then we would write, together we would write a screenplay. And then with that, it would be like maybe a 2-minute little film that just, you know, sort of like a teaser, book trailer, kind of the same thing. And then it goes with the script. And we're thinking of doing that probably next year because we're really busy.
Yeah.
And then with that, we create a package and we send that to Hollywood. And hopefully, you know, they'll buy it.
That's a great idea, because all the time at Wattpad we talk about how a lot of the book trailers that are put out by publishers are kind of bad. There's like they use a lot of stock images and stock music, and it's just, I mean, I know they are under a lot of duress, so it's hard to put the money into stuff like this, but it doesn't really make you want to read the story. But something original like that, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work because it's different. This would, we'd have to build the characters from scratch. And there's a lot of work that goes in, but I think it's worth it. I told my friend that I'm willing to do all the animation, and he's willing to add in all the special effects and that kind of thing, because he thought the book had a lot of potential as a visual effect or a full CG film. So I think that'll be a lot of fun to do, and I can put it up on Wattpad, and I can put it on Facebook and YouTube, and, you know, get a lot of people interested in it too. So that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I think that's an awesome idea. Well, I know that's a year away, but I'm looking forward to that. So what about anything else? Are you working on any other upcoming projects, or you're currently writing book two, or is it?
Book two is actually finished.
Okay.
I only put a partial on Wattpad because I didn't want to give it all away. I thought it's too bad. I wish I could, but I'm trying to see if I can actually make a living on writing.
Yeah.
I put a partial there, and I'm actually finished. It's finished. It's available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and all that, but I'm actually in the middle of working on book three. I'm halfway through book three.
Cool. So, okay, so is it going to conclude the story arc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. The conclusion of the other two books, which is nice. I think the readers will like it.
And is it going to follow Kara the whole series through, or?
Yes, it is. Kara and David, yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to reading that. So, at the end of every podcast, we always like to ask if you have any questions for us at Wattpad. Is there anything that you wanted to know about?
No, I mean, I think your site is so well organized. I mean, if I have any questions, I usually just, you know, poke around and they're there. So, no, I think you guys are doing a great job. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us and taking time to speak with us and let everyone know about what you're working on and some interesting insights into the animation industry. And we will be posting this up on our Wattpad Wednesday, and you can find the link to Kim Richardson's profile at the bottom of the podcast. So thanks so much, Kim, and have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.